So how long have they been here in this area?
For Angelina Jolie's first trip as the special envoy of the High Commissioner for Refugees, the actress returned to the rural areas of Ecuador last weekend to visit the Provincencia community of Afro-Colombian refugee families who fled their country almost two decades ago.
I come here and I see how some people are treated, or I hear of some of the restrictions, and my heart breaks, and I think I wish I could express to all of the people of Ecuador how much it means to the people who are here, and please to be tolerant and understanding that these are people who have suffered so much violence.
UNHCR has helped build a primary school for this isolated community, but there are many other needs for them and other refugees. Ecuador hosts over 55,000 refugees and 21,000 asylum seekers, and it receives over 1,000 new applicants each month from people fleeing the violence in Colombia.
Nobody wants to become a refugee. Nobody wants to be away from their home. Nobody wants to be living on borrowed land and having to beg for a visa every year and not be able to know where their, you know, what their life is going to be, what their children's life is going to be, if they're going to be able to access any jobs, any medical, any. Their lives are so unstable, and they're only suffering through this because they have to.
UNHCR appointed Ms. Jolie a special envoy earlier this month in what the agency says was an effort to utilize her knowledge of the issues and star power to raise awareness. Meanwhile, Selena Gomez may not be as well known as Angelina Jolie, but many know her music. I love you like a love song. She is also an actress and a UNICEF Goodwill ambassador who this month used her celebrity to let her 11 million Twitter followers know about a cause that's near and dear to her.
Right now, there's close to almost a million children whose lives are at risk right now in the Sahel region of West and Central Africa. So it's really urgent right now, and that's where they need the most help. So I want to be extremely vocal and educate people, letting them know that together with UNICEF, we can save so many kids' lives.
Ms. Gomez has worked with UNICEF since 2009. Recently, she was in the New York office getting an update on the fund's efforts in the drought-stricken Sahel, which covers eight countries in West and Central Africa. UNICEF has just shipped 102,000 pounds of relief supplies, including nutrition, health, education, water, sanitation, and hygienic items to Mauritania. But the fund needs more than $60 million for immediate relief operations in the region.
Donating or even just telling people, it's as simple as that. I mean, talking to your family about it, talking to your friends about it. I met a young girl who was 12, and her six of her friends raised $3,000 for UNICEF. So just things like that, really encouraging for helping others and for yourself.
Selena Gomez recorded a public service announcement which encourages young people to donate $10 to UNICEF's campaign to prevent deaths in the Sahel region. She says she hopes her example will encourage other young people to act. Julie Walker, United Nations.